As I said earlier, just when you start to wonder where all this soccer mess is going to end, I guess the answer is in jail. Suddenly, Blatter, who was comprehensively elected to the presidency of FIFA last Friday, has now indicated he'll resign. But that may not mean as much as it appears to mean. He'll call an extraordinary FIFA Congress. The next wasn't due until May next year. And he's going to urge his executive committee, this outfit has more bureaucracy than the United Nations, to organise an extraordinary Congress, quote, for the election of my successor at the earliest opportunity. He says this will make him, quote, free from the constraints that elections inevitably impose. I shall be able to focus on driving far-reaching fundamental reforms that transcend our previous efforts, unquote. The bloke talks as if he's Mother Teresa, while his organisation drowns in corruption. 14 indicted last Wednesday. 9 former and serving officials of FIFA. And now Blatter is gone. I note that Andrew Jennings, who runs a website called transparencyinsport.org, to whom I've spoken on many occasions about this in the past, he's long argued and written about the institutionally corrupt, his words, FIFA, and argued that it should be shut down. He released a book 9 years ago, called Foul, The Secret World of FIFA, Bribes, Vote Rigging and Ticket Scandals. Al, Andrew Jennings today, in the wake of the Blatter announcement, is arguing that Frank Lowy should resign immediately over lack of due diligence in relation to the recent FIFA scandal. Now, as I said, Jennings is known for his work investigating the corruption at FIFA. It was he who gave the FBI, in the weeks leading up to last Wednesday, the crucial documents that triggered the FIFA arrest. He's accused Mr. Lowy of, quote, leading Australian football into disaster, and of the Football Federation officials, that's our soccer officials. Andrew Jennings said, quote, get them down to Canberra, get them on oath, and get their documents. What you've got coming down from the top is a license to steal. Oddly enough, it was Andrew Jennings who called Blatter a dead man walking, and within hours, Blatter is gone. Andrew Jennings used an excellent analogy. Quote, imagine your cabinet is meeting in Canberra. The cabinet is sitting around the desk. Suddenly the Australian fraud squad bursts through the door and arrests half the cabinet. Your PM is dead, isn't he? If he didn't know, he's a fool. If he did know, he's in the prison bus as well. A bit of background. Last Wednesday, 14 men, 9 former and serving officials of FIFA, 4 sports marketing executives from the United States and South America, and a broadcasting boss from Brazil were arrested and accused of rampant, systemic and deep-rooted corruption. US authorities from the FBI, the Justice Department and the Internal Revenue Service alleged they had taken or paid more than US $150 million. That's 196 million Australian. It's hard to get your head around this. In kickbacks and bribes, in crimes dating back to 1991. The allegation is that the illegal payments had corrupted the granting of television and other rights, as well as the selection of South Africa as the host of the 2010 World Cup, and possibly even France for the 1998 World Cup. Now, it's undeniable this is the biggest scandal in the history of sport, and certainly in the history of the most popular sport on the planet. The US Attorney General Loretta Lynch said, and I quote, it spans at least 2 generations of soccer officials who, as alleged, have abused their positions of trust to acquire millions of dollars in bribes and kickbacks. This all happened while in Zurich, Switzerland, last Wednesday, football officials from 209 nations were gathering for FIFA's presidential election. They were joined by the Australian Federation's chairman and the Westfield shopping centre billionaire Frank Lowy. It was in Zurich, shortly before 6 a.m. last Wednesday, that more than a dozen plainclothes Swiss law enforcement officers arrived at the 5-star Bauer O'Luck Hotel and arrested 7 FIFA officials from the Cayman Islands, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Uruguay, Venezuela, Brazil and Britain. They face extradition to the United States, as does this bloke Jack Warner, who surrendered in Trinidad, where an indictment alleged that he had solicited $10 million in bribes from the South African government in order for South Africa to win the World Cup in 2010. Then the Swiss authorities launched their own separate cases against 10 unnamed people, quote, on suspicion of criminal mismanagement and of money laundering. and these cases are reportedly linked to the suspected bribery of FIFA officials and the buying of their votes in 2010 to deliver the 2018 World Cup to Russia and the 2022 Cup to Qatar. Now, Qatar is a metaphor of this corruption. It's a little Gulf state with very little football history, staggering heat, and an appalling human rights record. So something stank. Closer to home, the Swiss investigation is expected to look into Australia's $500,000 payment to Jack Warner to upgrade a football stadium owned personally by him in Trinidad and Tobago. The money allegedly went into Warner's account. We made a $4 million grant to the Oceania Confederation for Sports Development Projects in August 2009. What was that if it wasn't an attempt to buy the vote of the president of the Oceania Confederation, a bloke called Reynald Tamari? But this bloke was suspended in November 2010, a month out from the vote for 2022, so our $4 million went down the drain. All part of $46.5 million for which we received one vote, your money. Now, I have said over and over again, but got nowhere. No one seems to want to know. This same bloke, Tamari, had told undercover reporters he'd been offered $12 million for his vote. We paid a London corporate strategy firm millions of dollars, your money, taxpayers' money, and these so-called consultants were on a success fee. Why would we contract the controversial European lobbyists, promise over $11 million of our money in fees and bonuses? I mean, there's $45 million from the Labor government, Kevin Rudd, Malcolm Turnbull, the opposition leader. It was pink bats and broadband all over again. No questions asked. We employed a bloke called Peter Hargate. He was hired as a consultant to the Australian bid in January 2008 because he was a special advisor to Blatter. He was getting anywhere between $2.5 and $4 million of your money, plus bonuses, and he was to help our bid for 2018. Even though Blatter had made it clear, Blatter wanted Europe to host the 2018 finals. So forget Australia. We were paying millions of dollars of your money to a bloke who'd been a special advisor to Blatter, and for the money we got absolutely zip. The other consultant was a fellow called Fardor Radman, who was, according to some reports, getting almost $4 million up front with the promise of a success fee of another $4 million. And we were paying this bloke Radman's business partner another $3 million for bid advice, your money. And no one, Rudd, Gillard, nobody, asked where was value for money. So these two lobbyists were to receive $11.37 million in fees and bonuses. Whether they got it, we don't know. Almost a quarter of the $45.6 million of your money. Now, it always seems left to Nick Xenophon to do something. He's now written to the Chief of the Federal Police, Andrew Colvin, last week, asking the Federal Police to investigate what's now being called a theft in 2010. That is, the $500,000 that we paid to this bloke, Jack Warner, to upgrade a stadium owned by him, which stadium was brand new. Nick Xenophon seems to be asking a simple question. Why didn't Football Federation Australia report the matter to police? Senator Xenophon is on the line. Nick Xenophon, good morning.
Good morning, Alan. What an extraordinary turn of events in the last, 4 hours since he resigned. And also I pay tribute to Benita Merciadis, who worked for the FFA, who's been referred to as a whistleblower on this. She's got a lot of integrity and a lot of guts in coming out
and exposing this. Yes, I spoke to her the other day. She's been outstanding. I mean, it's unbelievable. So $500,000 went into Warner's slush fund to upgrade a football stadium he owned, and he was the Minister for Security in Trinidad and Tobago, so he could get away with anything. But our officials were with him when the dough was given.
Well, that's right. Look, last night in Senate estimates, late last night, between about 9.30 and 10 to 10, here in Canberra, I asked a series of questions of the Australian Sports Commission, but particularly of the department in relation to this. Now, they say that $500,000 has got nothing to do with the government in the sense that that money was FFA money, not taxpayer money. That's what they've said. But my argument is that we need the Auditor General of the Commonwealth of Australia to look at these issues because if we gave $45 million to them before, if there are governance issues with the FFA, and I'm not picking on the FFA, but there's a lot of money at stake here, and if that money wasn't spent as it was meant to be spent, if there were payments that were dodgy, we need to know about it because it was taxpayer funds.
Absolutely. But, Nick, can't we connect the dots? I mean, we employ Hargitay. He's acknowledged as being close to the corrupt Warner and this bloke Bin Hammam, who was Qatar's senior soccer official. He was the influential boss of the Asian Football Federation. And the allegations are that this Mohammed Bin Hammam bought Qatar's success. Now, Hargitay, we're employing him. He's mates with Hammam, and it said he used 10 slush funds controlled by his private company and cash handouts to make dozens of payments of up to $200,000 each into accounts controlled by the presidents of 30 African football associations who held sway over Africa's four executive members and how they would vote. Then, of course, we find that Hammam was banned from world football in 2011 after being caught bribing voters in his attempt to become the FIFA president. We've employed people as consultants who are mates with this bloke. Come on, connect the dots.
Exactly, and I don't think the FFA can use a Sergeant Schultz defence in terms of governance.
No.
They can't use that. But there is a new perspective to this. It's now emerged that 1,200 people have died in Qatar.
Correct.
Workers have died in Qatar.
Yep.
This is no longer about corruption. It is, you know, the awarding to Qatar isn't just corrupt, it is deadly. It is a issue of practically human slavery. I know Andrew Forrest has spoken out in terms of issues of slavery. I'm hoping that he can speak out today about this very issue. It's expected that there'll be 4,000 workers that will die by the end of this. Now, how on earth can somebody go over and watch the World Cup, the beautiful game, when you see all that ugliness and death behind it?
Yes, I agree with you entirely. And I mean, this is an outfit that knows nothing about soccer. It's got no infrastructure, whatever. And you're quite right. So far, over 1,000 workers have died in the construction process, in the heat and God knows what else. And they're estimated by the time it's finished, if it ever is, over 4,000 will die and the world turns a blind eye. You mentioned Benita Mercedes. She also has written, I understand, to the Federal Police Assistant Commissioner, Ian McCartney, who heads the fraud and bribery portfolio, to request that they assess this matter of the 500,000 at least and refer it to the US investigation. But we still don't know about the 46 million.
No, we don't. But can I tell you, last night in Senate estimates, it emerged to the legal counsel for the department that the AFP have been in contact with the department in relation to the $500,000 and in relation to these matters. Alan, what I've done in the last few days as well is that I've written to Loretta Lynch, the US Attorney General, who's got a pretty feisty reputation as an organised crime buster in the US, and she has been relentless on this. And I'm hoping to be able to speak to one of her officials in the Attorney General's office in the US, because I think that these are matters that the US needs to ask more questions of, and I'm sure that the Federal Police, if asked by the FBI, will cooperate.
Absolutely. I mean, if you just take the $500,000, now it's our money, taxpayers' money, it isn't mentioned in any of the Caribbean records in relation, nothing about the donation, the money just evaporated, the bank account of our money had nothing to do with football, it was a Warner personal account, Warner obviously misappropriated the money, that's fraud, taxpayers' money, the Football Federation of Australia didn't declare the grant to Trinidad and Tobago, there's no public record of the donation, there's no media release, there's no mention in the Football Federation's 2011 final report to the government on the World Cup bid, nothing about it in the annual financial statements. Hello, why wasn't the Football Federation of Australia shouting about how generous we were to Trinidad and Tobago?
No, I think they were whispering in people's ears, not shouting.
Why, as government, okay, you're an independent senator from South Australia, why isn't government and opposition asking questions about this?
Look, that's above my pay grade. You know what goes in the head. That's above my pay grade. I'm not a psychoanalyst. I'm not going to get them on the couch telling me about their childhood.
Above my pay grade. Well, all right. So basically where we are is you've written to the US Attorney General, you've written to the Federal Police, Benita Mercedes has written to the Federal Police, so presumably something will come of that.
And I'll be writing to the Auditor General, and I'll be putting in a call to the Auditor General. I take this so seriously. Look, here's a chance, depending on what happens, because the problem is Prince Ali of Jordan by all accounts, has a reputation for being a reformer, of being having a lot of integrity. But if one of Sepp Blatter's cronies succeeds from Sepp Blatter, then it's business as usual.
Good on you.
FIFA has $2 billion in the bank. I want that $45 million
bank. Absolutely. Well done. Well done. If we have to talk again, Nick, we will. And I thank you, as always, for your time.
All the best.
There he is. Senator Nick Xenophon. Why is it left to him? Where are the government and the opposition protecting our money and seeking answers?